This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who gets your game ball? Who gets your gasser? We're Grant and Danny. Phone lines are full. Let's hop to it. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Just posted a story, thanks to Shorts, at thefandc.com. With all my takeaways on the game, you can check it out at Grant H. Paulson. Bunch of analysis on individual performances, the offense, the defense, the coaching. So go give that a peek if you'd like to. A big game ball for me, which we haven't given out yet, goes to DJ Swearinger. I think he has been an outstanding acquisition. The interception on the third play of the game, physical, leading the team in tackles yesterday. That was the first time Zach Brown was pedestrian, and he had a walking boot on after the game. He's clearly not healthy. And he's playing through pain right now. He's been an all-pro all season long, on pace for 170 tackles going into that game. He was just a guy for the most part yesterday, and Swearinger really picked up for him, I thought, made some touchdown-saving tackles. Another gasser before we get to the phones I would give out. There is plenty to go around at this point, but I think just in general, that third and a half yard call, because that ends up losing you the game in so many ways. We can pin it on the defense, and we should. Breeze is 12 of 12. It's a 7-on-7 flag football throw-and drill in the last quarter of the game for him. But Niles Paul took to Twitter, which I need you to stop doing, by the way, to curse and yell and say, listen up, man, that wasn't my fault. Rashad Breeland was arguing with people on Twitter last night about how he played. You played a great game, Rashad. Niles, it probably wasn't your fault. Please stop telling people on Twitter. You don't see New England Patriots telling people whose fault it is and whose it isn't on Twitter. I need that to stop immediately. It should not matter to you what people who don't know think. Stop arguing with them. That's something you and I do, and we look foolish.
Yeah, it's there's no upside to it. There's no benefit.
So that was dumb. But I would give a gasser on that play, whether it was Chase Roullier, your cousin who had a really good game, I thought, missing a block, or whoever it was. You got to convert there. It's a half yard, find a way. They're the worst team in the league this year on third and less than a yard.
And they choose to do it in a way that is the least effective possible. Again, they're jumbo packages where the extra Tyler Catalina had to come in the game. They have to call a timeout, by the way, before that happens because he didn't line up right. That entire operation sucks. That was after a timeout, that third and one.
Why don't they ever just run sneaks with Cousins? And I don't mean draws where they have him in the gun and he plows ahead. I mean do what the Saints did on the exact same distance earlier in the game with Drew Brees where you just get a direct snap and you push forward for a yard.
And so The simplest way to do it, and I don't know why more teams don't do this. There's something that I must be missing because this is the most effective way. Everyone that's ever picked up Madden knows this. You don't put 22 people close together when space is at a premium. The hardest thing to do is stop somebody one-on-one with when they have forward momentum. It's easier when you've got five-on-one, when everybody's pushing in the same direction. You spread people out. You put multiple receivers out there, tight ends, whatever you want to do. And if the nose tackle's right up in front, you go to his left. If the nose tackle's on one side, you go to that. It's very easy. It's way easier than you make it. A slow-developing off-tackle power play is doomed. It is absolutely doomed. It takes one mess up in the operation, a guard slipping, somebody steps on someone's foot, shebangus, nonsense gone. The simplest thing to do, the quarterback has the ball in the snap, no matter what's going to happen, no matter what play you run, peek, look forward. Also, go right there, go left. It's easy to get the foot and a half. It is.
Why not read option? They run that so well. Cousins does it really, really well. How come you don't go read option there, which is one of your more consistent looks in terms of how often it works? Mm-hmm. Philip in Manassas, what's up? Philip, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
How you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Good.
Hey, my comment is that, they better lock this Cousins guy up quickly for the long term because they keep paying him a lot of money. And they're just the guy's getting it done, and he's laughing at this owner. He talked about a loser kind of organization, and at the end of the day, he just keeps doing it with literally, receivers that are just getting their start. And this is a good quarterback, and I believe they're laughing all the way to the bank with the ownership. I'll hang up and listen to what you have to say.
He was outstanding yesterday for 59 minutes.
How many more weapons does he need to lose before you get it?
Yeah.
If you're a never Kirk boob.
The end of the game sequence was a nightmare.
It was awful.
And Cousins deserves some of the blame for that. We're going to have him on the show at 11, and we will talk to him about the intentional grounding, which, by the way, shouldn't have been an intentional grounding. But it was also just a weird situation where I would have liked for him not to have made the decision he made. We'll get his explanation on how it all happened. Here is what needs to be done, though. That can't now color the performance. He outperformed Drew Brees on the road in New Orleans in a dome when he was throwing to Jeremy Sprinkle. When Chris Thompson got hurt, it was Maurice Harris and Ryan Grant running a lot of routes for him. He is on pace for 4,400 yards, 27 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. In a year in which Jordan Reed's been a non-factor, Chris Thompson is now lost, by the way, so now he's got to deal with that. They have missed a ton of games along their offensive front. They lost the two 1,000-yard receivers that everybody said last year made him look good. He has his highest rating, and he's having his best season. And oh, by the way, with all that, his most rushing yards, he is getting smarter and better moving around in the pocket, when to scramble, when not to. If you don't see it, I'm not really sure what else you need to watch.
They don't have a receiver in the top 35 in any statistical category. They just cracked the top 50 for a couple guys. Now, that may go away, given there's a Monday Night Football game, so a couple guys might leapfrog. Their best receiver, their best pass catcher, has 527 yards, and that's Vernon Davis. And he's 40th in the league. Unbelievable.
Kyle in Fairfax, who gets your game ball? Who gets your gasser?
Morning, guys. This one's tough. Real quick comment before my game ball and gasser. When you opened the show, you said Danny was kind of saying it's the same old Redskins. Grant, you're kind of impressed based on the injuries. I'm torn in the middle. I want to see how they finish the season before I say this could have been a great team going into next year. I really want to see these next six games and how they finish. Game ball is P. Ryan for me. I called last week and said he had an opportunity here. Rob Kelly didn't look good, so I'm really glad that he showed something, and I think he can actually be the workhorse given our running back situation this year. And my gasser is D'Angelo Hall. I understand you haven't played in 2 years, but if anything, you've probably watched film for 2 years, and some of those breakdowns were horrendous, and not just the touchdown. He let Kobe Fleener run a straight line to get them into field goal range where he just trailed the guy for no reason. He was awful.
Thanks, Kyle. Monte Nicholson leaving with concussion proved very costly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back to the Minnesota game, same thing. He was not available, and Thielen ate them for lunch, and speed gave the Redskins a major problem. They're so much faster in the secondary when they have Monte Nicholson. I didn't think I'd say this because in the mid-rounds, I wasn't even sure this guy would play this year.
I didn't believe it.
He is vital to them. And oh, by the way, with a game on Thursday after a concussion, he's very, I would say, likely going to miss that contest on Thanksgiving night. Sean in Spotsylvania, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? First time caller. Thanks for taking my call. My game ball goes to Kirk because he was lighting it up on Sunday. He really was doing his thing. I also give one to Samajay and my gassers. Bringing me to my gassers on the coordinators, group them Jay and Greg were horrible. I mean, the defense gave up 3 points in the second half, and then you go prevent. Why you go prevent with Drew Brees? You're gonna let him just march up and down the field? Just crazy to me. And then with Jay, you went on 4th and 1. You caught a fake punt on 4th and 1 from your 15, and then for 3rd and 1. You won't even get creative with that. It was just crazy to me. So those were my gassers. I'm really upset with the coordinators.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
We talked about it, Jeep. Sorry to cut you off, but there's so much good. I mean, if you give me this bargain before the game starts, hey, no Chris Thompson. He's going to get banged up at some point in this game after having a small impact catch and a touchdown pass. You're going to dial up 31 points at 450 yards. You take that bargain? Oh, my God, of course you do.
Yeah.
This is not the Saints defense of a couple years ago. This is a good group.
They've scored 30 points the last 2 weeks, and they've lost both games.
Against good defenses.
800-636-1067 is the number. Game balls to the best from Sunday's loss. Gassers to the worst. Any of your thoughts on the game are welcome. We'll get to you next. Remember, Kirk Cousins exclusively on Grant and Danny. In 17 minutes, we've got to ask him and talk to him about the intentional grounding call at game's end.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.